tobogganing. Throughout the 19th century, it was an assumption of the British upper classes that the privations of winter could be avoided by retreating to the French Riviera to indulge themselves with sun, warmth and gambling. There was little concept of outdoor sports designed specifically for the winter season until the final decade, when an increasing number of intrepid sportsmen made their way to the Swiss Alps to explore the delights of skiing, ice skating and various forms of tobogganing. Previously, peaceful convalescent resorts such as Davos, Coux and St. Moritz became popular with healthy Europeans. High society enjoyed each other's company on the slopes and ice rinks of resorts that developed hotels and restaurants of sophistication that rivaled the best of London, Paris and Vienna. Slightly less prestigious versions of these activities took place closer to home. The fashion-conscious Edwardian women matching their wardrobe with an increasingly adventurous spirit. Our Robins certainly appreciate the warmly lined hat, but they may have preferred a trip to the Riviera.